This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
What a wonderful thought, and how much better our world would be if we saw each other that way. You don't go home with anything else today. I want you to go home with your God's property. You don't belong to the system. You don't belong to the state of Ohio. You don't belong to the United States of America. You're God's property. He made you, and he bought you with the blood of his son. You're his twice. You know, if you had something in your house that you made, you crafted, you fashioned on your own, wouldn't it be arrogant of me to say, that's not yours? And you say, I made it. Don't tell me it's not mine. I made it. I fashioned it. You realize how arrogant we must be to the Lord when we look at the God of creation and say, get your hands off me. I'm going to do my own thing, live my own life. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't want to have anything to do with your word. And we are God's property twice. He made us and he bought us. Today's a message about prayer. Somebody today needs to start deciding to pray for your family. There's a husband here today. I don't know who you are, but you need to start praying for your wife today. And there's a wife here today. You need to start praying for your husband. You need to stop being angry at him and start praying for him. You need to stop being ticked at him and start praying for him. There are parents who need to start praying for their children and committing their children to the Lord. Why? Because there are people out there that I referenced earlier. Not everyone has faith. And I guarantee you the world system apart from Christ has a plan for your son or daughter, and it doesn't include Jesus Christ. And it doesn't include the Word of God. Decide. Decide today you're going to be a man or woman of prayer. New decision for somebody today. New territory. New turf. But let me tell you this, it can change your life, because today, with one hand, you're going to reach out and touch the Lord, and with another hand, your other hand, touch your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, whoever you're praying for. There was a spirit of prayer in the second service where somebody came forward and said, we got to pray for my friend. I want to stand in the gap for a friend who needs a lung transplant. And we did. He wasn't here. He didn't know we were praying for him. But God knows him. God knows his needs. God knows your needs. Your needs may be unspoken, doesn't matter. The one who created you, the one who bought you, knows your heart and knows your problems, knows your situation, knows your hang-ups, knows your temptations, knows your addictions, knows everything about you. He's the one who said, I love you. The proof is the cross. The proof is the cross. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for speaking to us today from Paul's letter to the church at Thessalonians, last message. Lord, speak to somebody today who needs to decide to be a man of prayer. Not in some pious, phony, religious way. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in a humble way where a man who's never prayed before for his family is going to decide today, this day, I'm going to start praying for my family as never before. A wife and mother, single person, I'm going to start praying for people today in a way I've never prayed for before, because there's power. There is power in prayer. The prayer of a righteous man or woman, the Bible says, avails much. It produces results because you do hear our prayers. You promise to hear it, to listen. That's what it means to hear our prayers. You listen to us. I want to talk to the one who's listening. That's you, your son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Well, my friend, if there's a part of this message you'd like to hear again, or you missed it, you can go to our national website, crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org, to listen to any part of this message or to find out more about this ministry we call CrossHope.
You have been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.